In our pursuit of 1 Peter, we come to a verse today that is very well known in the Christian community. It's very well known among unbelievers. Unbelievers will use this verse continually to try to help them through the cares and burdens of life. It's 1 Peter 5:7. You'll recognize it immediately. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Now, this text presents us with a problem-solution kind of approach. As you know, there are many different ways the Bible instructs and exhorts and gives us narrative material, but here is a problem-solution passage. So we naturally begin then with, what is the problem? The problem here is stated as our cares. Casting all your care on them. Now we need to find other words that we use about them. One is certainly anxiety, worry, fear, misery, troubles, conflicts, war. Probably the biggest word is burdens, which we have prayed about and sung about this morning. A burden is a heavy load. Now we are all together in this because no one, unbeliever or believer, is exempt from heavy burdens. No one is exempt from cares. So we're all together here. Every one of us this morning is here with some cares, some burdens, some conflicts, some anxiety. We have this problem. Now, immediately then, we ask, what causes the problem? What causes us to live carrying heavy loads? First of all, it's pride. Now, you'll notice that if you have your Bible open, that verse 6 refers to humility and submission. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you. There's a humility and a submission to God that has to be a part of our life. Carrying these burdens is a matter of pride in failing to believe that God cares about me. That's what causes the problem. The third question is, what are the results of the problem? These results can be devastating. This heavy load can be dominating, taking over our thoughts, controlling our feelings, captivating us. Our cares and worries and anxieties and fears and guilt and burdens make us captive. And they cripple us so that we cannot function as we should. They weaken us. And then they cause anger and bitterness. And we're torn apart. And we're people who can become poisoned by carrying these burdens ourselves. problem, the cause of the problem, the result. Now, next question. What is involved in having these problems, carrying these burdens? First of all, it's sin. The sin of pride. And what are we doing? We are taking over from him his area. We're trying to play God. We try to take over. And then we seek the wrong solutions. Human solutions. And Christian people travel everywhere seeking the solution to the problem. And sometimes we get into forbidden things. We can become dishonest in trying to get out from under the burden and to know better than God how to do this. So what is involved with the problem? Sin. The next thing is fear. What is involved in the problem? Fear. What do we fear? Daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. We fear the provision which God has promised. And there's a passage in Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34. You ought to read this afternoon. Go home and read that as Jesus speaks about this. God is taking care of birds and everything else. Can he not take care of us? We fear his protection, both physically and morally, for each other. We fear for our families. We have spiritual fears in the sense that we question our faith. I didn't really have a good week last week. I wonder if I really have faith. I wonder if I really believe. We question our eternal security. And we say, because I had that bad week, am I still a Christian? Am I still saved? Do I still have eternal life? We question. We fear about the future. What about tomorrow? So we have a problem. And that problem has sinister results. And it includes sin and fear of the future. Well, the Lord provides us with another part of this verse, which is the remedy. What is the cure for care? What is the cure for these heavy burdens? Now there is a word here translated casting. Fisherman's term, casting. It simply means throwing, tossing. But here it's tossing off of self on to the Lord. It's just not into the air for grabs. Casting all your care, where? On him. It's getting rid of that burden and those problems and those cares. And the opposite is keeping. If we don't cast it, if we don't throw it, if we don't toss it off of self unto him. Forgive. Casting all your care on him. There's a reason. There has to be a reason. Why? would we even consider doing? What hope is there? The reason follows the word because. Casting all your care on Him because He cares for you. Possibly. Would you bear with me for just one moment here as I read the Greek text to you and how this reads? All the anxiety of you casting on Him because to Him it matters concerning you. Now here's a new word. In fact, there are two words here translated care. The first one is the heavy burdens. Casting off because He cares, and that word means important. The word matter is interesting. Matter has to do with creation. It's the substance. It's matter. We say it doesn't matter. Loosen up. You're uptight. Doesn't matter. Lots of things in life don't really matter. But here's a use of the word that deals with importance. Casting all your anxiety on Him because to Him it matters. I am important to the Lord. My cares and burdens are important to the Lord. He is not aloof. He does not remain outside of me. He gets into my life and He's willing to take my things. That's the reason. What greater, better reason could there be? Now you might say this morning, Bill, these words sound good. I'd like to do that. I've heard most of this all my life. Let's get practical. Let's get right down to the thought of how we do this. How do we cast our burdens off of self onto Him? First, by giving up self-effort. By giving up our struggle to try to by giving up on our ability, by giving up on our wisdom and coming before the Lord to say simply, I can. It's too big. It's too much. I don't know how or what to do. We are so full of pride. We think we're really somebody. Confess and admit to the Lord the reality about us. It's too much to think. Second, by giving up on self-solutions, it's interesting to me how Christian people run from preacher to preacher. And somebody comes to town and toots a loud horn, and all the Christians run over to that church. And then somebody else comes with something a little more sensational, and they all run over here. And if that doesn't satisfy, they look for every conference on self-esteem and run to every seminar available and go to every psychotherapist in the world seeking human solution. Give it up. Casting all your care on
him.
Thirdly, by believing he will take our burden on himself. Does he care enough about me to take my burdens off of us onto him? Does he? Well, we have plenty of biblical evidence to say absolutely. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden." He's inviting us. In fact, I think that's a command, not an option. Come unto me. I will give you rest. There's no other solution. Now we've traveled a ways through the problem, what's involved with the problem, what's the results of the problem. We've considered what is the remedy and four ways to do that. Now we come to a very, very vital, essential matter for us. What we're going to talk about in the next few minutes can be life-changing. If you will listen, if you will heed, if you will pray, Holy Spirit, cause me to understand and accept this message. It's one thing to come so far, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. In my experience, so far, the most frequent question I get concerning what Christians really need. Here's the way it works. Bill, last week, I was under the fire. Sin, fear, and guilt, heavy. And I used this verse, and I cast them on the Lord. This week, I communicated to him, but this is the problem for us. We're all in it. Nobody's exempt. I took him back. Did you ever do that way?
This week.
This week. All right. So we're right up to date here. All right. Question. How do we keep from taking our burdens back to ourselves? Awesome. Now, let me start with the negative aspect of that. Taking the burden back means we are dissatisfied with God's care. It's just as real as that. Taking it back means we are dissatisfied with God's ability taking our burdens back means we are dissatisfied with God's methods. And certainly it means we are dissatisfied with His time. Therefore, we must take over. Secondly, taking back means we will not trust in the Lord, that God is for me. Question. We're not willing to trust. Now, on the positive side, the third thing is we to keep from taking back, we must be filled with something else. If the troubles and the burdens and so on are captivating and controlling, they cannot if we are controlled and filled with something else. Three things, four things. Very logically filled with truth. God's Word. If God's Word isn't flowing in, it can't flow out. Instead of burdens, trials, cares dominating my thoughts, this truth must be flowing in. We must have truth, not human error. Secondly, we must be filled with communion. That is prayer. We used to sing a chorus, I keep in touch with Jesus, and He keeps touch with me. And so we have fellowship one with another. It's staying there. In communion, in prayer, in contact with Him. Thirdly, we must be filled with praise and thanksgiving. Darren spoke of a hymn this morning that gave us evidence that we all have plenty to be filled with thanksgiving and praise. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Be anxious about zero. Nothing. But in everything, let your requests be made known unto God with thanks. And the peace of God shall elude you, and you will be miserable the rest of your life. And the peace of God keeps you. There's a song that says, take your burden to the Lord and lay it there. Great thing. Fourth thing. Keeping from taking our burdens back is a response to God's character. When we don't do that, we question His keeping His word. We question His love. We question His honesty. We not only question His character, we question His ability. That's why we need to be grounded in the sovereignty of God. We question God's personal love. How do we keep from taking our burdens back? In these ways, we are helped. To the degree that we respond of these truths, we are helped. So we need to understand the extent of His caring How much does he love? Several things, just quickly. It's with compassion. He loves with compassion. Compassion means intensity, not casual. Church is not casual. Worship is not casual. Preaching God's word is not casual. I'm carrying a heavy responsibility here of what I may be doing to your life this morning with regard to your cares and burdens. I dare not come with error or mislead. This is not casual. This is very, very serious. It is intense. Jesus Christ loves you and me intensely. His love is also merciful. In that he is not aloof. He enters into it with mercy. It is gracious. He loves us graciously, regardless of our worth or merit or earning. Grace knows nothing about merit, about deserving, about earning. Grace knows everything about accepting and loving. His caring for us is comforting. We are here this morning with these burdens and heavy things. Where's any comfort? The comfort is here. It's delivering. His love is delivering. And in the years we have been this church family, we have seen amazing miracles. Amazing how God has delivered. His love is his commitment to my good. Whatever burden, whatever anxiety is for my good and for his glory. So that his love is a personal concern. And his love is active. And the full-blown answer to his love is the cross. If you don't remember anything else this morning, just come to the cross. And there at the foot of the cross, bow in humble adoration, because it's there that Jesus battles against our burdens and our fears and takes them on himself. All the anxiety of you casting upon him, because to him it matters concerning you. May the Lord God himself lift this truth off the page of the mind and implant it deeply within us this morning, so that we are helped today for the rest of our lives. Heavenly Father, thank you for including this in the Bible. I desperately need this verse, the truth of this verse, in the depth of my heart. And I know and understand because of what I read in Scripture that every one of my brothers and sisters here this morning need the help that comes from this truth. Be pleased by your grace to visit each one of us and bring comfort and deliverance and peace and belief and trust and faith, and use this message to your glory and to our good today and forever and forever and forever. In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.